Understanding School Safety Responsibilities, a parent guide. Funding for the Supporting Language Access in Schools project in Missouri, provided by the Missouri Developmental Disabilities Council, was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S., Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $1,361,246, with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government. Schools have a legal responsibility to keep students safe from both physical and psychological harm. These responsibilities are grounded in federal and state laws, as well as best practices in education and student welfare. Here is an overview of what schools are required and expected to do. Physical safety responsibilities. Provide a safe environment. Schools must ensure buildings, classrooms, playgrounds, and transportation are secure and well-maintained, free from hazards, for example, fire, electrical, structural dangers, compliant with safety codes and emergency procedures, protect against physical harm. Staff must supervise students appropriately, intervene in fights or unsafe behavior, respond to threats, for example, weapons, dangerous objects, follow protocols for injuries, illness, and emergencies. Emergency preparedness. Schools are required to have safety plans for fire, weather emergencies, lockdowns, and active threats. Conduct regular drills and staff training. Communicate emergency procedures to families. Psychological and emotional safety responsibilities. Prevent bullying and harassment. Under federal law, especially Title IX and Section 504, schools must investigate and address bullying, including cyberbullying. Protect students from harassment based on race, gender, disability, etc. Enforce anti-bullying policies and provide support to victims. Provide mental health support. Many schools must employ or have access to counselors, psychologists, or social workers. Provide mental health referrals and crisis intervention. Offer accommodations for students with emotional or behavioral disabilities. Promote a positive school climate. Schools are encouraged to foster respect, inclusion, and cultural responsiveness. Use positive behavior interventions and supports, PBIS. Implement social-emotional learning, SEL programs. Safety considerations for students with disabilities. Sometimes students with disabilities require extra safety measures because of mobility, cognitive, or other issues. These should be discussed at the IEP meeting and included in the IEP. Examples: a student may require adult supervision at all times outside the classroom, or a student may need extra instruction on staying safe in the community. What can parents expect or request? Clear anti-bullying and discipline policies. Prompt response to safety concerns or threats. Participation in behavioral or safety planning if needed for their child. Open communication during and after incidents. Accommodations for children with trauma, anxiety, or behavioral needs. What should parents remember? All students have the right to learn in an environment where they feel safe, respected, and supported physically and emotionally. If you ever feel that your child's safety is being neglected, you have the right to request a meeting with school administrators. File a complaint with the district or state education agency. Seek advocacy or legal support if necessary. Legal foundations of school safety. Title IX, 1972, protects against sex-based harassment or discrimination in schools. Section 504, and Americans with Disabilities Act, protects students with disabilities from discrimination and ensures reasonable accommodations. Individuals with Disabilities Education Act requires schools to address behaviors that interfere with learning for students with disabilities. State child abuse laws mandate school staff to report suspected abuse or neglect. Case law. Courts have held that schools may be liable if they are deliberately indifferent to known safety threats.